The next mission. In any case, when the Mizbeach doesn't end up getting the meat of the oilab, let's say it became possible before the Zrika, so it was never fit to be put onto the Mizbeach, the Kahanim don't get the skins of the animal. This is based on the pasuk of Oilas Ish, which teaches that the Kohen only gets the skins when it's an oilab that's counted for the person who actually brought it. If an oilab was shechted not lishma, even though it does not count for the person who brought it, the skins are still given to the Kahanim. The skins of a man's oilab and of a woman's oilab are given to the Kahanim. The Mishnah then says, the skins of Kachim Kalim belong to the owner, the skins of Kachim Kachim are given to the Kahanim. This is learned from a Kal v'Chomer. If a Kohen does not get the meat of an oilab and yet he gets the skins, then other Kachim Kachim, where he gets the meat, surely gets the skins. The Mizbeach can't refute this Kal v'Chomer by saying that it gets the meat of an oilab but doesn't get its skins, because the Mizbeach never gets the skins of a carbon. Zok the Gemara Brayta says the pasuk regarding Kahanim getting the skins of the oilah says oilas ish. Rabbi Yehuda says this comes to exclude the oilah of Hegdish, and Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says this comes to exclude the oilah of a ger. What is an oilah of Hegdish? So Rabbi Chiya Yosef said it's an oilah that's brought from the leftover of an Asham, meaning an Asham whose owner died or got a kapara to another animal, where we pass him that it grazes until it gets a mum, then it's sold and an oilah is brought with the proceeds. For Ek Gemara, this only makes sense according to the view that this money is used taka for the carbon sipper. What will we say according to the view that the money is used to buy an individual's carbon? And for the Gemara, it's like Rava said that the hay of ha'oila refers to the first oila. Here too, the pasuk of ha'oila refers to an animal that was made kaddish initially as an oila, not one that came from a leftover asham. Rav Eva, in the name of Rav Yane, said oila of hegdish refers to an oila given for bedek habayis, and therefore the kohen would not get the skins of such an oila. This is not only according to the view of kedushas bedek habayis that kedushas bedek habayis takes hold onto an oila deraisa. Rather, even according to the view that it happens to rabbanon, it's only the rabbanon with regard to the meat. But with regard to the skins, it would take hold the oiraisa. Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav Bravua, also said that oila of hegdish comes to exclude an oila brought from the leftover of another carbon. Rav Nuna asked Rav Nachman, you're basing your answer on the view of Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa, who says that the skins of such animals are not given to the Gehanim. However, Rabbi Yehuda seems to retract this view in the Braisa to instead hold that it does go to the Gehanim. Rav Nachman asked, so how do you explain oilah of hegdish? Rav Nuna said it refers to someone who gave all his possessions to hegdish, and follows the view of Rabbi Yeshua, who says in a Mishnah that any male animals that this person has become oilahs, and if it's those oilahs whose skins are not given to the kehanim. Fekam Rabbi Yosef, son of Rabbi Yehuda, said in the Braisa that oilahs ish comes to exclude the oilah of a ger. Rav Simai asked Ravina, is a ger not an ish, not a person? Why would he be excluded from oilahs ish? Ravina said, Rabbi Yosef, son of Rabbi Yehuda, means that it excludes the oilah of a ger who died without leaving over any yarshim. Tokmar Vaita, a Braisa says, the pasuk says that the Kahanim get the skins of the oilas ish. How do we know they also get the skins of an oila of a woman or a slave? Pasuk says oyer ha'oila, which comes to include all of them. If so, why does the pasuk say oilas ish? This teaches that it has to be an oila that counts for the person who's bringing it. This excludes an oila that was shechted with intent, for piggle. We would think that it also excludes an oila that was shechted not lishma, since it also doesn't count for the owners. The pasuk therefore says oyer ha'oila and teaches that in this case the Kahanim would get the skins. The pasuk of oyer ha'oila only teaches that the skins of an oila are given to the Kohen. How do we know the skins of other kachim are given to the Kahanim as well? The extra words in the pasuk asher hikriv teach to include other kavanas as well. We would think the same should be done with the skins of kachim kalim. The pasuk therefore says oila, which teaches it only applies to kavanas that are like an oila, meaning kavanas of kachim kachim. Rabbi Shmuel says we know that the skins of kachim kachim are given to the kahanim based on a kal v'chomer. They don't get the meat of an oila, yet they get the skins. Surely they get the skins of other kachim kachim where they even get the meat. The Braisa asks, we can refute this with the mizbeach, which gets the meat but doesn't get the skins. The Braisa answers the mizbeach is different because we never find that it gets the skins of a carbon. However, the pasuk clearly says that kahanim get the skins of an oila, since they get by an oila, we can say that they get from all kachi kachim. Rebbe says the pasuk that the kahanim get the skins is only needed for a carbon oil because typically the skins follow the meat. For example, the kavanas that are burnt must have their meat and skins burned also. Chatas, ashim, and shlamim of the tzibur are given to the kahanim to eat along with their skins. Kachim kalim are kept by their owners along with their skins. However, when it comes to an oil, the meat is given to the mizbeach, and the pasuk teaches that the skins are given to the kahanim. The pasuk says lo yihiyah, which teaches that a kohen who is a tful yoyim mechus kapurim or an oinan does not get the skins. We would think that they don't get a share of the meat of a carbon since they can't eat it, but they should get a share of the skins. The pasuk therefore teaches that they do not. Why doesn't the Tanakhama learn other kachi kachim from the Kal v'Chomer and instead learns it from a pasuk? After tomorrow, if it could have been learned from a Kal v'Chomer, but sometimes the pasuk explicitly teaches something that could have been learned from a Kal v'Chomer anyway. Furthermore, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the pasuk of Asher Hikriv? Marsa, he uses it to exclude a kain with a tful yam, chosek kapurim, or an oinan. Why can't he learn that from lo yihiyah? After tomorrow, Rabbi Shmuel uses lo yihiyah for exer shava to teach that the bones of an oila are mutter for the kahanim to use. Zok, the next Mishnah. All kabanas that became possible before they were skinned do not have their skins given to the Kahanim. If they become possible after they were skinned, the skins are given to the Kahanim. Rabbi Hanina the Skan said, in all my days I never saw skins being taken out to burn. Rabbi Akiva said that we can learn from him that if one skins a bechor and is then found to be a treva, the skins are given to the Kahanim. The Chum said, I never saw, when he says I never saw, that's not a proof that something never happened. And therefore, if the carbon was found to be a treva, the skins would be burned along with the carbon. Fact Gemara. The earlier Mishnah said that if the Mizbeach doesn't get the meat of the carbon, the Kahanim don't get the skins. This implies that this is the case even if the animal was skinned before this weekend, before the carbon became possible. The Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rav Shimon, who says that even after the skin is removed, it only goes to the kohen if the meat eventually becomes valid for the mizbeach. Now, our Mishnah, which is a continuation of the last Mishnah, says the karbanos that became possible before they were skinned do not have their skins given to the kohen. This implies that if it became possible after it was skinned, the skins would go to the kohen. This follows the view of Rebbe, who said that the zrika can accomplish to permit the skins for the kohen, even if it will not make the meat kosher for the mizbeach. How can it be that the early part of the Mishnah follows Rebbe and the later part follows Rebbe? And the Gemara Abaye said, if the later part follows the view of Rebbe, the earlier part must follow the view of Rebbe as well. The reason that in the earlier part of the Mishnah, it says that if the carbon became possible before the Zrika, the skins are not given to the Kohanim, is because Rebbe says that a carbon is not skinned before the Zrika takes place. Rava said, if the early part of the Mishnah follows the view of Rebbe Lazar, then the later part of the Mishnah must follow the view of Rebbe Lazar. When our Mishnah says that before they were skinned and after they were skinned, it means that before they were fit for skinning and after they were fit for skinning, not the actual skinning itself.